Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
The 911 call that was made the morning that the Idaho 4 were discovered has been released. And a lot of you have probably already heard it. We are going to play it here in its entirety. Probably heard a lot of like clips here and there and this and that, but we're just going to play the whole thing through. So trigger warning. I have not listened to this yet. Have you listened to the whole thing or have you just kind of heard pieces?
I listened to part of it and you can feel the fear.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't happen during the killings. It happened, 12 hours later?
But yeah, I don't know the exact hours.
The terror. Yeah, you can feel that they know something is horrible. You can just feel it.
Isn't there talk of smell or something in this? Or was that just testimony? I don't know. So let's just get to it. This is, you know, hearing a 911 call of friends discovering their friends, murdered, in that horrible, horrible scene. So we got the audio. I'm just going to play the audio. You'll hear it in the background here. There's nothing else that's going on the screen. And if you're listening, there's nothing changing there, obviously. Here we go. This is the 911 call.
11:55 a.m. 42 seconds, November 13, 2022.
911 location of your emergency.
Hi, something is happening. Something's happening in our house. We don't know what.
What the address of the emergency?
112.
What is the rest of the address?
Oh, Kings Road.
Okay. And is that a house or an apartment?
It's a house.
Can you repeat the address to make sure that I have it right?
I'll talk to you guys. We live at the White, so we're next to them.
I need someone to repeat the address for verification.
The address, 1122 King Road.
And what's the phone number that you're calling from?
What's your phone number?
And tell me exactly what's going on.
One of the roommates has passed out, and she was drunk last night, and she's not waking up.
Okay.
Oh, and they saw some man in their house last night. Yeah. Hi, this is...
And are you with the patient? Okay, I need someone to keep the phone, stop passing it around.
Can I just tell you what happened pretty much?
What is going on currently? Is someone passed out right now?
I don't really know, but pretty much at 4 a.m.
Okay, I need to know what's going on right now if someone has passed out. Can you find that out?
Yeah, I'll come. Come on, but then you gotta go check. But we have to. Did you pass out? Up.
Yeah. Okay, one moment. I'm getting help started that way.
Okay, thank you.
Someone to stop passing the phone around because I've talked to four different people.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, they just gave me the phone.
Is she breathing?
Hello?
Is she breathing?
No.
Okay.
You need to talk to them, Jay. I can't talk to them. I need you to talk to them.
Hello?
Okay. I have already sent the ambulance and law enforcement. Stay on the line. If there is a defibrillator available, send someone to get it now and tell me when you have it.
Say that again? There's a police here right now.
Okay. If there is a defibrillator available, send someone to get it now and tell me when you have it.
We don't have it. I think so. Do you have a defibrillator?
Yep.
Yes, you have one.
Are you talking to the officer?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to let you go since he's there with you and can help you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay.
11:59 a.m. 49 second, November
13, 2022. So that's a 911 call.
Pretty chaotic. I'm not going to criticize, what these survivors went through. It's hard to Monday morning quarterback this, but it's really chaotic. I get
there
it.
There is. There's a lot of chaos in these moments.
Yeah. I understand, but I'm questioning, and I don't want to sound insensitive, but there had to be a lot of blood around, right? I mean, didn't this look like a murder scene?
We don't know exactly the answer to that. We know that some areas were And that's all we know, that some areas were. We don't know that some areas weren't. I'm not saying they couldn't have been, but it could have been really quick. And if you're, you know, wearing, I don't know what she was wearing, but if you're wearing baggy something or whatever, and you get stabbed a few times and you're out, you may not necessarily see that or notice it very well. I don't know.
I'm scratching my head a little bit because I'm sensing, you know, the 911 person is talking about a defibrillator and, you know, we need to, you know, obviously get CPR started or something. But it sounds like these people have been dead for a while.
Well, I'm not trying to criticize this, but what I don't understand is the hysterics at the very beginning before when they're thinking their friend has just passed out.
Yeah.
Unless she already had felt and there was no pulse and she just omitted that fact right away on the 911, we know, which could very well be the case where she's freaking out. She's doesn't know what she's saying or not saying. And maybe she already did realize that she was dead. And the other friend is saying, nah, she's just passed out. They've been drinking. And the other one already knows that she's dead and just, you know, is kind of going along with it as best she can, but she's more freaked out. And that probably would make the most sense. But that was just kind of what stood out. I mean, like, why is she hysterical if they just think that her friend's passed out drunk?
Yeah. We're not criticizing. No. This is a horrific situation. And, you know, we can sit here and say, well, why didn't they call when they saw the weird guy walking through the house?
Well,
what I would have done.
And we've already talked about all that. I'm not trying to criticize them at all. It's just, this is the first time I heard the phone call and that's my reaction.
Yeah.
I don't think they had anything to do with anything with this other than they were simply there and trying to make sense of this and being young and, you know, not a lot of life experience. And when you don't have a lot of life experience, situations and tragic moments are not necessarily going to be your forte when you come across them. So, I mean, you could hear the guy, you could hear him breathing and you could tell he knew what happened just by and he'd tell the girls to get out of there, just get out, get out, get out. I'm guessing he went and looked in a room and I mean, that's my guess is that he saw something else that he knew how bad it was, but he wasn't just going to, you know, blurt it out to the girls right at that moment in time. That would be my take on it. I do not know, but that's kind of the feeling I was getting.
It is kind of what it felt like, you know, like, you don't need to see this kind of a thing.
Yeah. Just get out.
I don't want you to see this.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Or he probably just saw for a split second and got out. I mean, God, it's like, it was out of a horror movie.
Yeah. The whole thing just, you know, it's so, like I said, it's easy to sit here and Monday morning quarterback it. I hate to use that phrase, but that's exactly what everybody's doing. You know, when you're a college student, you're, you know, in your room, you're eating pizza, whatever it is you're doing, you're drinking, and you see weird people in the house. Is what it is. You know, it was probably a party house. Weird people come and go. I mean, that's shit. I saw that all the time when I was in college. Like, just, oh, there's the weirdo from, you know, my organic chemistry class.
Yeah, I mean, it's a normal, you know, a normal thing of life, you know, at college. But I just threw up here, this is a statement that was made by the Gonzalez family. And this was made the other day when this 911 call first came out. I'm just going to read it. As we continue to process the 911 call, we just wanted to share some of our thoughts. We stand together with all of the victims of Idaho, both those we have lost and those who remain, forever marked by a tragedy that no passage of time will ever erase. The 911 call, it is not the neatly rehearsed dialogue of a well-crafted story, not the polished performance you might expect from a Hollywood script. No, it is raw, it is jagged, a searing, unvarnished truth that no camera could ever hope to capture. Every breath, every cry, every tremor in the voice reveals a reality so cruel, so brutally honest, it cuts deeper than anything fiction could devise. After hearing that call, one thing is clear. Hunter, with his quiet, stoic resolve, protected those girls from a nightmare that no one should ever be forced to witness. He stepped into the abyss, shielding them from horrors that will haunt him forever. For that, the Gonzalez family owes him a debt that words cannot repay. So Steve Gonzalez, the Gonzalez family, saying pretty much what we just kind of assumed as well.
Yeah. Yeah. That he peered around the corner and saw something that nobody should see.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we're ever going to know what happened. You know, if Kohberger did it, and I'm just speaking from the gut here. I'm just speaking from just, you know, sitting around the table. We're having coffee. We're chatting.
Are we drunk or just coffee?
No, it's just coffee.
Okay.
Maybe a little Bailey's. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's add a couple shots of Bailey's to this.
All right.
So let's say he did it. And let's say he gets convicted and he's going to face the firing squad. At this point, there's no going back. Just tell the truth. If you did it, please just tell us. So these families can get some closure. That they're not always wondering, is there somebody else out there who did this? Because these families don't have closure and they're never going to get it. But could you help them a little bit with just, okay, he's off the streets. The guy who did this, he's going to be gone soon. You know, these convicted killers, and he's not convicted. He's innocent until, you know, proven guilty in a court of law. That's how it works. But these killers who go to the grave with the secret just drives me nuts. If you did it, tell us, OJ.
Oh, he told us. He told us in like a Fox special. And okay, if I did it, I would have done it this way. And you know, and then my friend, let's call him Cato. It's like you can watch it on YouTube. It's the craziest interview you'll ever see.
And that's what I'm talking about. Like, just tell us, OJ. I mean, you knew the end was coming. Just tell us. Let the family finally go, okay, we were right. We got something, you know?
I have no idea what's going to happen here. I do wonder if there is going to be a trial. I wonder if they're going to try and do some sort of plea deal for the death penalty being taken off if he pleads guilty.
You might be right.
And then, you know, life sentence, no parole. But that would be, if it's him, I mean, that would be the only redeeming thing one could do at this point. It's not redeeming. It's just, it would be the only human thing to do at this point.
Yeah.
Because he can't do anything else if it's him. And
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, just say it. Just tell us what we need to hear. Tell the families what they need to hear.
Well, and if he doesn't, I think the evidence eventually will. From what we know so far, doesn't look good. I'm going to guess there's going to be more in trial. Really thinking there probably is, considering how much has been under seal, and we keep getting new pieces of this, you know, kind of weekly at this point. That shopping cart, the Amazon cart, if there's a K-bar knife on there, I think it's done. If there's anything in his search history about directions to that property or anything, you know, relating to this subject matter, I think it's done. You just need a few more of those. And those are, you know, technically circumstantial, but they're pretty damning when you put it all together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very interested in that. That shopping cart's going to, I think that'll be really the make or break, because I don't know how you're gonna spin that one. And you're already throwing out there that there's the real killer is out there. When you start using the words "the real killer" and you're the defendant, it's not looking very good at that point.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. She was the perfect wife. Always smiling, always supportive. A pillar of the community. Beloved by friends, adored by family. And secretly researching undetectable poisons in her spare time. Maybe it was the way he chewed. Maybe she just got bored. Or maybe, just maybe, she had been planning this since the honeymoon. But if he had just paid attention, if he had just known what to look for, if he had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and learned the red flags, he could have heard every episode of Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Ad-free, and before everyone else, he could have seen it coming. Instead, he's 6 feet under, and she's shopping for husband number two. Don't be like him. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.